From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Coming up, that trial in Florida, a man accused of shooting and killing a teen after he says an argument over the teen's loud music escalated. But was he standing his ground or shooting an unarmed fleeing kid?
But first, historic, catastrophic, and crippling. That is some of the language being used to describe the winter storm encasing the South in ice and creeping up the East Coast. Hundreds of thousands of people are without power, and transportation hubs have come to a halt. Joining us for an update on the conditions is Georgia Public Broadcasting's Adam Ragusa. He's in Macon. Adam, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy.
Well, so I know that the Georgia governor, Nathan Deal, spoke today. He, of course, got into a lot of trouble for not being prepared with the last winter storm. Today, he talked about the public response. Let's listen.
Georgians have heeded the warning, and they are staying home and staying off the roadways. And that is appreciated by all of us who are trying to keep everybody safe. And that's a good starting point.
Now, Adam, about 2,000 flights have been canceled. Public buses in Atlanta have been canceled. The trains are on a limited schedule. Are people just staying home? Is that what's happening?
Oh, yeah. I would say the northern half of Georgia is just kind of having a snow day today. That said, snow day is probably a bit of a misnomer because, as you have no doubt heard, the real problem with this very slowly moving weather system is ice.
Yeah.
Ice in Atlanta and even more so ice down the I-20 corridor to Augusta on the South Carolina border.
Well, how are things looking right now?
Well, where I am in Macon right now, we really just had a lot of rain, and it's just starting to turn to freezing rain right now. I think it's been lulling people into a bit of a false sense of security. Certainly, the driving later this evening could get a little bit interesting. But as I said, what's really shaping up to be the epicenter of this storm is the city of Augusta, famous for being the home of the Masters. Very beautiful, historic city with lots of old houses. I just spoke to my uncle-in-law, Bob Boyd, who lives in Evans, just outside of Augusta, and here's what he described to me.
I'd say we have about a quarter of an inch of ice on all the trees. I have a loquat tree that has big limbs, or big leaves on the limbs, and it is really bent to the ground.
And as we discussed on the show yesterday, Jeremy, the real danger with ice storms in the South is that they coat trees that have not totally defoliated like they do up in the Northeast and the Midwest, thus providing lots of surface area that can weigh down limbs, and that's what causes the power outages, and that's what we're really looking at here.
Yeah, I have experienced an ice storm myself, a very bad one in my hometown in Illinois, where the leaves do fall off the trees, and it was terrible even there. But what about the power outages, Adam? Have additional crews been brought in to deal with what some people are saying could be power out for a week?
Absolutely. And Georgia Power and the state government, everyone has had a lot of notice for this. And part of that notice comes from the fact that the forecast was accurate and we got it many days in advance. Part of that advance notice just comes from the fact that everybody who's in a position of power doesn't want a repeat of 2 weeks ago. They'd all like to keep their jobs, thank you very much. And so everybody's been really snapping to it, and I think you're going to see a response that is about as effective as it can possibly be this time.
And yet closures continue for a lot of places in Georgia tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. Just about everything is closed. Schools, universities, state government, local government. We are in lockdown mode here.
Adam Ragusa in Macon, Georgia. He's with Georgia Public Broadcasting. Adam, thanks so much as always.
My pleasure, Jeremy.